A very good morning, B'Av 5613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Tamura Tes Vav, Tamura 15a, pagination is 29. We'll start on the fourth line, Masnisin, at the Mishnah. Chatas HaYochid, the Chatas Karban of an individual, that's an atonement type Karban, Shekipru Bayleha, that the owner achieved his atonement in a different way. Meaning, this animal got lost, he designated a different one, brought that other one, and then they found this one. Mesa, this animal designated to be a chatos, and at this point irrelevant, because the man has already atoned for himself. So this animal should die. Now, this requires a bit of contemplation. Sometimes when we learn Mishnayos Gemara, we just translate and move on. But it's worth being a little bit thoughtful here, because there's some great lessons. It's very odd. This animal was designated as a Karban Chatos, was supposed to be brought on the Mizbeach. It didn't make it there. So sometimes, like by the case of a Chatos Tzibur, a communal Karban that became sidetracked. So there's a concept of yira ad sheyistoev. It grazes until it gets a mum. You put it out to pasture, and when it gets a mum, a blemish, and it's invalid for the Beis HaMikdash anyway, then you're able to redeem it and work with it. Over here, that's not the rule. The rule is not that it should pasture. The rule is yamus. It should die. If we take a look at the Rambam, for example, Psulei HaMikdashim, Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph, Ketzad Hein Mesos, in the cases of animals that have to die, Lo Sheyahargim Bekli O Biyado, you don't kill it with a utensil or by hand, Ele Yachnisam Lebayis, you bring them into a room, and you lock the door on the animal, until it dies. This is what I'm saying. It needs a little bit of thought. It sounds very harsh, and it sounds very unnecessary. And the Rambam continues, as we'll see in the Gemara, Udvarim elu kulam mipi Moshe Rabbeinu nishmu. And these laws are directly from Moshe. We have a rule, Chamesh Chataos Mesos. There are five cases of Chataos. This is unique. It's an unusual ruling, not common by all the other Karbanos. But by Chataos, by this atonement type Karban called a Chatos, there are five examples that Mesos, they have to die if they weren't able to be brought on the Mizbeach. So if we back up in our thought process for a moment, Karbanos are also something that could strike us as odd. In order for me to get my atonement, an animal has to die? What does one have to do with the other? If we take a step further back, we could ask the question, what do we do in killing animals in order to get meat? For that, an animal has to die? And essentially, the answer, of course, is that if there's a purpose, then it makes sense. Even if we don't fully understand it, but we can get a glimpse into, well, if there's a purpose, then I can deal with it. So for food, so that someone can have a hamburger, so that we understand there's such a thing as killing an animal for a purpose. Karbanos as well, it's important for us to appreciate, even if we fully don't understand the concept of Karbanos, but the idea that this physical being, without the spiritual soul, endowed to it, when that physical is shecht in the Beis HaMikdash, it's possible for us human beings to contemplate, to meditate on that experience, and to give of ourselves and elevate ourselves in the purpose of creation, the purpose of coming closer to Hashem. If we truly believe this world is an opportunity to come closer to Hashem, then a korban, which is a sacrifice of the purely physical self, in order to enable us, the blend of physical and spiritual, to be elevated, so then it has purpose if we can view it with spiritual eyes. If we were to do such things to ourselves, we wouldn't be able to survive. We do it like one day on Yom Kippur, we deprive ourselves of physicality to soar, but the person can't do that for very long. So there's a concept of karbanos. Likewise, all kinds of areas, an action is done and it makes an impact. This world is not random. It makes a difference. We have in the Navi says to the king of Israel, hit. And he was supposed to hit, and he only hit a few times, and the Navi gets angry with him. He says, the amount of times that you hit was going to represent the number of times you were going to be victorious against the enemy of Israel that's terrorizing you. And if you only hit three times, then it's only going to be three times. If you would have hit more times, it would be ad kale until you would destroy the enemy. Actions have impact. Circling back to the concept of chataos mesos, this is not a legislation from Chazal. It's not a legislation from humans. This is halacha l'Moshe miSinai. This is something that Moshe himself was taught from Sinai and gave it to us, b'mesora, in his tradition. Apparently, for whatever reason, and it's unique among the karbanos, if an animal was destined to be a chatos and didn't make it, it has to die in this unusual way. And presumably, we read into that a service of Hashem, similar to karbanos, but the karban that didn't make it, in the case of chataos. Now, Rashi tells us, and this is helpful, chamisha chataos mesos, there are five chataos that have to die in this way, and Rashi lists them off. Chatos shemesu baileha, the chatos that the owner died. V'shechipru baileha, which is the example I gave, that the owner got atonement through another karban. V'sheibra shenasa, it became too old. V'lad chatos, the child of a chatos. U'tumuras chatos, and the exchange on a chatos. And Rashi points out that some of these, as the Mishnah will develop, cannot be by a korban tzibur. They can only be by a korban yachid, by an individual. Because a korban tzibur would not have a vlad chatos, a child, because the korban chataos by the tzibur are only zecharim male. So you're not going to have children by them. You can't have temuras chatas, an exchange, because chatas is a carbon of shutfim, of the public, of partnership, and temura doesn't work. And you can't have shemesu baileha, that the owner died, because the tzibur doesn't die. An individual person can die. So you're only going to have the possibility that a different carbon was brought, so the tzibur has already discharged its obligation, or she'ibra shenasa, that somehow the animal was on the side and it didn't get brought in a timely manner and now it's too old to be brought. Indeed, continuing in the Mishnah just briefly, Vishel Tzibur Eina Mesa, if it's a Karban Tzibur, then this unique rule that it has to die does not apply. In other words, even in those individual cases that you could have a matching case by the Tzibur, it still would not have this rule, as the Mishnah concludes, B'yachid devarim amurim, the special halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai of five chataos have to die. In this unique way, it was said only by the Karban Yachid, v'lo b'tzibur, and not by the communal. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.